The Lord be with you.
Welcome
to the Lord's house on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Our Lord gives to us a sign that he is with us. A special welcome to all of you who are here for the baptisms of Eric and Otto and Fiona, a special joyous day in the life of our congregation and of Christ's church. Two names got left out of the bulletin, and Emily did get listed as a baptismal sponsor, but Lorraine's name is not in there as a godmother, and Carly appropriately is serving as the sponsor for her husband, Eric, as he is baptized. Christmas services are 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve and 9 a.m. on Christmas Day. The Christmas Eve service is a family festival of lessons and carols, great service for to invite guests to. And then and we'll have pre-service music featuring the children of our congregation. Christine, 15 minutes before? So 15 minutes before the service. Come early and enjoy that. The primary service celebrating our Savior's birth is on Christmas morning. It includes the Lord's Supper. It's a festival divine service at 9 a.m. We do need to do a quick cleaning of the worship space following the 5 p.m. service, especially to get up the wax from the candles. If you're able to help, would you sign up back in the narthex? Shouldn't take us more than about 15 minutes if we have plenty of help. We're doing Christmas caroling to our shut-ins and to care centers next Sunday afternoon. That's at 3 p.m. And we'll meet here at the church, and then we'll be going to the Balds afterwards for, where's Sue? We're still on for your place? Okay, about 5-ish we'll be at your place. So to the Balds for refreshments afterwards. If you'll be able to join us, please sign up in the narthex also. This morning, our real life class and our adult Bible class are meeting together because, as it would happen, we happen to be studying the same lesson today. So it works out quite well. We're looking at the birth of our Lord Jesus. We'll be meeting back in the social hall. And in our prayers today, we include Dorothea Murley, Todd's mother, in our prayers. Are there any other announcements or prayers that need to be added? Liam. Thank you, Liam. We are so thankful that you are feeling better. Any others? Becky.
My mom's friend Alice is 100 years old and she fell.
We will include Alice in prayer also. Greet one another in the peace of the Lord. We ask our Lord's blessing on worship this day and know that he will bless us as he comes to us in his word with his supper and even gives the gift of baptism today in preparation for his final advent and for the celebration of his first advent. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How are you named?
Eric Arthur.
Eric received the sign of the Holy Cross both upon the forehead and upon the heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. How are you named?
Otto Arthur.
Otto Arthur received the sign of the Holy Cross both upon the forehead and upon the heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And how are you named?
Fiona Joe
received the sign of the Holy Cross both upon the forehead and upon the heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. And yet, according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh with all his host in the Red Sea. And yet you led your people through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. You sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Eric, Otto, and Fiona according to your boundless mercy. Bless them with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in them which has been inherited from Adam and which they themselves have committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, they would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore.
Amen.
Do you renounce the devil? Then say, I do renounce him.
I do renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works? Then say, I do renounce them.
I do renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways? Then say, I do renounce them.
I do renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Then say, yes, I believe. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Then say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
And do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? Then say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Eric Arthur, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Almighty. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Otto Arthur, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with this grace to life everlasting. Amen. Fiona Jo, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Eric received this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. On behalf of Otto, receive this burning light to show that Otto has received Christ, who is the light of the world. And on behalf of Fiona, receive this burning light to show that she has received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet with him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end.
In holy baptism, God the Father made you members of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs with us all of all the treasures of heaven and in the one holy Christian apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brothers and sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Please stand. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Eric, Otto, and Fiona the new birth and holy baptism and made them members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as they have now become your children, you would keep them in their baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, they may faithfully grow to lead godly lives, to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Amen. Death, you cannot. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday of Advent is from Isaiah chapter 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God." let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. And Isaiah said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. This is the word of the Lord. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. The epistle is from Romans chapter 15. Whatever was written in the past was written for our learning, so that through patience and the comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, so that in one mind and with one mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore accept each other, just as Christ also accepted you, into the glory of God. For I say that Christ has become a servant to the circumcised for the sake of God's truth, to confirm the promises given to the fathers, and so the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. This is just as it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and will sing praise to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, the one who rises up to rule the Gentiles. In him, the Gentiles will hope. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that calls for our attention on this last Sunday in Advent It's from the Old Testament reading for this day, especially this verse. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Ahaz, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Let me give you a little backstory here. It was the 700s BC when this happened. Ahaz was the king of God's people, king of Judah. Not a very godly king, mind you. He did not trust Yahweh, the true God. He did not believe that God would come to his aid. Now, if ever Ahaz was going to trust the true God, this was the moment to do it. Because Ahaz's two arch enemies, that would be Israel and Syria, had teamed up against him and they were attacking him at that very moment. And if you caught that, you would have heard me say that Israel was attacking Judah. And if you know your Bible history, the only two countries that have God's people were Israel and Judah. Now, why are they attacking each other? Why this internal strife? Because they had abandoned God. Neither Israel's king nor Judah's king were listening to the Lord's word. This ought to be a lesson for all of us. Our Lord has made us his people. He especially signed the adoption documents in baptism as he did this morning for Eric and Otto and Fiona. But you can fall away from the faith that you have been given. You can end up like Ahaz did when you aren't fed by God's word or you don't listen to that word. We need to be in God's house where we hear that so that our faith is fed. So Ahaz is afraid because here comes the king of Israel and the king of Syria. They have his capital city, Jerusalem, surrounded. There's no hope. The city's going to fall. And in the midst of that crisis, Yahweh, the God, sends Isaiah, the prophet, to Ahaz, the king. And Isaiah says, I realize that the king of Syria and the king of Israel plan to conquer Jerusalem. I realize that it looks to you, Ahaz, like it's a foregone conclusion that they will conquer Jerusalem. But it's not going to happen. And I'm going to give you a sign of proof that it's not going to happen, Ahaz. In fact, you get to choose the sign. Ask anything you want. Whatever your heart desires. It can be as high as the sky or as deep as the grave. Whatever you ask, I'll provide. And that will be the sign, the proof that I am with you. But Ahaz says, I won't ask. His claim is, I'm not going to test God. That's malarkey. It's not humility that keeps him from asking for a sign. It is pride, thinking he has to take care of himself and unbelief. So are you going to be like Ahaz? Am I going to be like Ahaz? Are we going to turn down God's help simply because we want to be in charge? Baptism is the day when we say just the opposite of what Ahaz said. I don't know if they thought about it consciously. I'm sure the twins didn't think about it consciously. Maybe Eric did. This morning, effectively, what happens is Eric says, God, this life is way more than I can handle on my own. I need you. The same conversation happened at your baptism, whether you said the words or not. And your Lord says, I've got you covered. I've got you covered in my covenant water. I've got you covered in the death of Jesus. I've got you covered in the resurrection of Jesus. The Lord promises, I'm with you. Unfortunately, we don't always have faith to believe that. Because what was happening in Palestine 2,700 years ago in Ahaz's day is still happening today. There is a war among God's people. Only this war is not between Israel and Judah. This war is inside of you and inside of me. It is the new, baptized, forgiven you warring with the old, sinful you with which you were born. This war will continue all your life long. This is why each of us needs what Eric and Fiona and Otto received this morning, baptism. Because baptism is our Lord's promise that he will be with us and defeat our enemies when we cannot. Syria teamed up with Israel to fight against Judah. Satan teams up with your old sinful nature to fight against you. Ahaz can see his enemies. He looks around his city. There's warriors. There's weapons. There are chariots surrounding him. You can't see the enemies fighting against you. You can't see your own sinful nature. You cannot see Satan or his demons. And so that actually makes them even more dangerous. It makes you inclined to believe them when they try to convince you that your sins are not really that bad compared to those really sinful people. Your iniquities are pretty petty. Nothing God would send you to hell for. Then why did he have to send his son into this world to suffer hell in your place if your sins aren't enough to send you to hell? You see, when we start thinking that our sins are small, then we start undervaluing the gift that was given to us at baptism. We undervalue what Jesus did for us on the cross. We fail to pray for our Savior's strength. We fail to fight against temptation, and we fail to beg for forgiveness when we fall into temptation because we don't think those sins are that big. And gradually, those natures with which we were born, the old sinful self that fights against God, begins to push out the new creation, baptized self that God formed at the font. Those are the times when we begin to wonder, maybe this Yahweh is just a figment of my imagination. Because if he isn't, he sure seems to have failed me. Think of all the times in your life when people have come down with dread diseases, and some of them you have prayed fervently for, and they still died. Think of how difficult your life is sometimes, and how easy some of these immoral unbelievers seem to have it, who get everything they want, and you're working for the Lord. Has your Lord let you down? No. He hadn't let me down either. We're the ones who've let him down, like Ahaz did. We're slow to believe his baptismal promises, slow to rely on his strength, slow to fight against sin, slow to prepare our lives for his final coming or for our death, whichever comes first. But even when you are faithless, even when I am faithless, he is faithful. Just like he was with unbelieving Ahaz, God still gives us a sign that he is with us to fight our enemies. Same sign he gave to Ahaz. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and shall call him Emmanuel. Whether you spell it with an I or an E as the first letter, Emmanuel means God is with us. God is with you in the best of your times and the worst of your times on this earth. And then God is with you when he takes you to be with him forever. Fiona, you bear the middle name of a grandmother who believed that through her whole life and in her death, who clung to her Lord Jesus. We remember Stacy's homegoing this week. How appropriate that this is the week when our Heavenly Father bestows on a new generation of the Volkamp family that blessing of faith and forgiveness. Lord, grant to each of us the faith that Stacy had in life and in death. Faith that knows that you will never leave us or forsake us, even when it looks to our eyes like you have abandoned us. Faith that knows that you can do what science says is impossible, like making dead people come back to life. You already did it for yourself, and you promised to do it for us too. Do what science says is impossible, or at least said in their day was impossible. A virgin conceives and bears a son. The Virgin Mary conceives and bears a son, not just any son, this is the son not only of a human, but the son of God. This is what the angel is impressing on Joseph. More on that this morning in our real life and Bible class in Sunday school. Your Lord fighting for you any more than you can fight, see Satan fighting against you. But you know what? Joseph could not see God inside of his wife-to-be Mary. You can't see God inside of the bread and wine of communion. Make no mistake about it. This is not a God who looks down from heaven, shakes his head nonchalantly and says to you, "Don't be crying out to me for help. You're the ones who got yourself into this mess. If you don't have the spiritual force." This is a God who sees our plight, who comes down from heaven, who puts on our flesh, who enters our world through Mary, and who fights our enemy for us, letting Satan crush him on the cross so that he can crush Satan. Crush all of Satan's power to accuse you, all of Satan's power to claim you. Put there by the Holy Spirit. Yes, Joseph, that means the Virgin has conceived and born a son, just like our eyes can see with flesh that we can look at. And even when we know what's best for them, we can't always do it. I don't want my children to be sick. I'm pretty sure it's